This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Denver judge dismissed a Weld County lawsuit that challenged the state's methane and air pollution rules adopted last year. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
The Air Quality Control Commission adopted the stronger oil and gas regulations under a law that prioritizes public and environmental health. It includes increased methane leak detection and repair requirements. Weld County is Colorado's top producer of oil and gas, which challenged the new regulations. According to the Denver Post, the district judge found the commission has precedence over the county and granted a motion by the state to dismiss. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
Most Colorado companies are still letting employees work from home during the pandemic. CPR's business reporter Sarah Mulholland reports.
About 87% of the state's businesses have full or partial remote work options. That's according to a survey conducted this week by the Colorado Chamber of Commerce. Roughly one-third of those surveyed said they are allowing all or most employees to work remotely full-time. The results suggest companies are taking a tougher stance on social distancing than the state demands. Offices were allowed to open at 50% capacity in May. More than half of survey respondents said remote work had no impact on productivity. The survey included roughly 50 businesses of varying sizes and industries. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coming up, former Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill and former Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake discussed the 2020 election and negotiations in Congress over the next coronavirus relief package. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. Also coming up this half hour, danger from COVID-19 has canceled countless summer traditions this year. But some county fairs have continued, many without crowds or carnival rides. What's remained are the animals and young handlers.
I've probably hand-raised more sheep than math homework assignments I've turned in.
CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg introduces us to 4-H kids at the revamped Mesa County Fair. Coming your way in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Sunny in Pueblo, 88. Sunny in Grand Junction, 99 degrees. Mostly cloudy and 87 in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.